Once upon a time, there was a ghost. His name was Charlie. He died and then he came alive. He was alive and then he died. And he came up as a ghost. That went there, Charlie always scared it away. They started to bump. So everyone that went there got scared away from Charlie. So Charlie moved out into a different haunted house. And a lot of scary things happened to that haunted house. But Charlie wasn't afraid.
Charlie wasn't afraid.
Because he liked it. So he just lived there. He didn't want to live there. He moved back into the first place he lived before. That's the end.
This is UMR Presents, and we're going on the Halloween theme.
As you do at this time of year.
Yeah.
Following the supermarkets.
Pretty much.
Next week will be our Christmas special.
This is endorsed by Tesco and their pumpkin flavoured muffins.
Can we say
muffins.
That?
I don't know.
Lissy's just outside, I guess.
Yeah,
she can
like come and like punch us in the face.
Lissy's our boss.
Chicken indoors.
We're going to be playing UKIP Calypso on loop for you guys for an hour.
The most harrowing piece of music this side of
the Atlantic Ocean.
The Atlantic Ocean.
What's the worst on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, though? Can we have a debate on that?
Oh,
a debate. No.
we'll come back to that.
Anyway, is anything as bad as you can live?
Our topic this week is harrowing pieces of music. We've got some people in the studio with us today.
Full house today.
Full house. Big things. Okay, I guess first we should shout out Rob. Rob White is here, last year's vice president, back in Leeds. Exciting times, I'm sure. I'm sure everyone who decided to not come today is going to be very jealous.
Yeah, the king is back in his
throne.
We've also
the
got
the neighbour's back in his name. Isn't he?
Yeah, we've got Tom who was here last week. We've got Hannah, new to the show.
Hello,
hey. Exciting. And our leader on the radio.
Oh wow, that
you
feels
are.
Good. That feels good.
Ivan. Oh, and I'm also here. Hi.
Yeah. Like, I'm
Dowd.
I have to apologise again for last
Dowd
week.
Dowd and proud. That's me.
Yeah. I didn't introduce Dowd last week, and I think it hurts feelings, as it would anyone.
A bit, actually.
Yeah.
It confuses everyone as well. I was a listener. I had no idea Dowd was there.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Shocking.
Dowd doesn't exist until I say.
Wow. So, okay. I guess because I'm here, I'm gonna put a track on. It's called "Rated X" by Miles Davis off his album "Get Up With It." I it's one of his last ever albums. It's him sort of playing the electric organ rather than the trumpet, and I mean, I don't know a lot about heroin addiction, but
pretty sure know, doing a bit of it.
You know, it's one of those tracks, and you're like, probably this is maybe what withdrawal sounds like, feels like. I don't know. It is. I think it's genuinely harrowing, and it's great. I'm gonna put it on. That was pretty intense.
Pretty damn intense.
That album I recommend to anyone who, I don't know, wants like completely mad ride. Like we were saying just now, like it starts with a 32 minute almost ambient track in memory of Duke Ellington, which is a strange way to remember Duke Ellington, but I think it's effective.
How does that work, a 32 minute track? Like was it quite repetitive or
no, just weird weird album.
I'm definitely gonna check that out.
Listen, genuinely.
Yeah, up next we've got Teen Spirit by SZA. I think this came out of just a song she released on SoundCloud, and I chose it because it kind of goes on a theme of depression and anxiety and like the demons that she faced presumably as a teen, suggested by the name. And there are loads of biblical references in it, like the third eye and things like that. So I thought it was quite relevant. It's a bit creepy and stalkery.
Well, that stuff is definitely harrowing.
So we'll play that.
Have a listen.
Ice under my heels, I hear it breaking. Under my heels, I hear it cracking. Foolish of me to think ahead. The manual, how foolish of me to think ahead. I hear your voice behind me.
Zombie with the creepy name and the creepy tracks.
Yeah, very relevant.
There is zombie with a lot Y, like an affectionate way of referring to a zombie.
Like when you're about to give a zombie a hug.
I know there's no difference in pronunciation, but if you
informal.
Were... Say cute. Informal zombie. They're only gonna... I don't know.
I liked, like I was saying earlier, like I found it weird, the bass in the background. It was like almost a hum, but you couldn't tell. And I find it like that, the fear of the unknown, not knowing what something is.
Yeah, it's quite a spooky track. I think the production helps it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Bit of reverb.
reverb everything.
Yeah. Next, we've got a bit of Calypso.
In tribute to UKIP.
We
love them dearly.
Yes, I guess.
Just to clarify, we don't love them dearly.
We have no opinions on them because we're just a non-partisan radio show.
We're neutral.
Yeah. This is Lord Kitchener, one of the leading calypsonians of the time, mid-20th century, named after the chap on the World War I recruitment posters, and a Trinidadian immigrant to London who made song after song, was famous for generations, and this is one of the more spooky Halloween-oriented songs in his fantastic oeuvre, about him womanising as usual, as in most of his songs, this time in a graveyard and finding a few nasty surprises along the way.
Oh wow.
It's quite a humorous song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll play that for you guys.
Just for you.
It was dark in a big park. I felt like a king upon the throne, me and Imelda lying alone. When I heard a talk and a creeping walk, as I look around frightfully, we were lying in the center of a cemetery. You talk about rat, I nearly break me head. Rat, the living running from the dead. Rat, a ghost say, don't run me, lad. Come, help me, I gave my card. Rat, well, it's now a running in truth. Rat, me foot stick in a mango root. I fall along inside the tomb. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. What had me sad and really mad, I was just about to start a little romance with me sweetheart. I kissed her twice, just feeling nice, when a voice said, mister, you brave to be bringing your girlfriend on top me grave. You talk about rat, I nearly bust me head. Rat, the living running from the dead. Rat, I go say, don't run me, lad. Come, rat, let me play a game of cat. Rat, well, it's now a running in truth. Rat, me put stick in a mango root. Rat, I fall along inside a tube. Rat, I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. The scream I make, I sure the whole world shake. I'm now in big trouble, this time I sure I see the devil. I see a tall white horse on top of a big black cross. As I bawl out, oh God, my dead, the horse say, kids, come go to bed. You talk about rat, I nearly bust me head. Rat, the living running from the dead. A ghost say, don't run me, lad. Let me play a game of cat. Well, it's no running in truth. Me foot stick in a mango root. I fall along inside a tomb. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom. As I reach the street, a tall gentleman I meet. I was feeling so happy to tell him my fright in the cemetery. He said, I can understand you're a wild young man, but still you're not to be blamed. When I was alive, I was just the same. You talk about rat, I nearly bust me head. Rat, the living running from the dead. Rat, I go say, don't run me, lad. Come, let me play a game of cat. Rat, well, it's now a running in truth. Rat, me foot stick in a mango root. I fall along inside a tomb. I get up with a zoom, zoom, zoom.
Calypso, man.
Yeah,
sweet. Rob has something to say about that track. Don't you, Rob?
Oh yeah, it was all put together on a compilation made by a friend of mine called Calypso Musical Poetry in the Caribbean. It's a various artists compilation. Two records released by Soul Jazz just a few months ago, and
oh wow,
sort of fantastic classic and
well done, your friend.
And sometimes never before seen, heard of even. Calypso songs straight from the old 7 inches and 12 inches, all available in a nice tidy package. That song is on it and a lot more, and it's cracking. So write it down, Calypso Musical Person in the Caribbean.
If you're interested, cheers. In Calypso, we actually have another Calypso it's not just a Calypso compilation, but we have a compilation of some Calypso in the music library called London Is the Place for Me, which obviously the focus is on immigrants to the UK. That has some fantastic tracks as well, including one about a man wanting to get arrested by a female police.
I think that was also Lord Kitchener.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, at least it rings a bell.
Shout out to the Lord.
Wow.
He knows yeah. what's up. Cool. Next we got. The moment we decided we were doing a Halloween show, it was sort of decided that I would be bringing a tune involving the Haxan cloak. Not actually by him. I don't know if you guys are aware, as our listenership, but someone made the genius move of introducing him to The Body, who are a variety of metal act, I'm not sure which type, and it's one of the most perfect combinations I can imagine. They released an album called I Shall Die Here, which is just outstanding, and this is probably the best track of it. It's called Hail to the Everlasting Pain. I mean what more can
in itself,
I say?
So
That's your weekly dose of metal.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that nice little fix.
So again, that first track, "Hail to the Everlasting Pain" by The Body, produced by The Hacks and Cloak.
It's not such a pleasant name.
Real pleasant. Like, I hold my head high when I talk about that track. And then
followed up with "Unmask the Spectre" by Yob. Great. Not pioneers, but big men in the doom metal scene.
Big.
The sludgy, they have, slow.
They have beards as well.
Yeah, they do have beards. And it's mostly just...
The Body have beards too.
Really? Mm. Ooh, conspiracy. It's mostly just Mike Scheit. He's... I don't know how to pronounce that properly, but he's like their guitarist. But he's like... He makes all of their songs. Like, the rest of the band is just there to be...
To facilitate him.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, like, I feel like we should start talking about some stuff that people are talking to. we had the beginning of the show, we had a ghost story, and that was suggested by Jason Rule, which was by Atlas Sound, which is a side project of... Is it Bradford?
Bradford Cox.
Yeah, Bradford Cox.
Of the Deer Hunter.
Yeah, guitarist and singer of Deer Hunter.
And just general dude.
He was in Dallas Buyers Club, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah. He played Jared Leto's, Muse.
Yeah. I haven't seen that film yet, though.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's really good. I mean, you know, if you can look past the things...
What, the casting?
The casting things. Jared Leto is generally good, but obviously it would have been
Would have been so
easy. It would have been really fantastic.
Yeah.
Good film nevertheless. Yeah. Nothing we can do about that, unfortunately. It's just Hollywood being Hollywood.
We need to talk about the stuff that we're doing.
The stuff that we're doing. On the 4th of November, the Music Library is putting on a party at Wolf Chambers called Strange Parade. We're having some of our members DJing, some of our members playing some live stuff. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be very fun. Are you coming, Tom?
You're looking at Rob.
that's Tom.
Confused me.
That's Tom.
Yes.
I'm very... Definitely. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I don't know what's... Every time I go on radio, it's just like...
I was just staring into your eyes.
£2. Yeah. Should be. That's going to be fantastic. It's £2 for non-members of the Music Library. Free for our lovely members, because they're the best. And it's just going to be really nice. 8 till 1, because, you know, we like to keep it civil. It's going to be a good one.
It's going to be a good one.
We also do a regular, regular. Semi-regular. Hopefully be regular. Yeah. Music discussion group. We just had one today called Circle Jerks. We didn't really decide anything about the state of innovation in music, but Actress did come up and was something of a catalyst for the whole idea. And as I'm sure some of you know, Actress has made some fairly unsettling stuff in his time. The track I'm about to put on is called The Kettlemen, which one of my mates once soundtracked a sped up video of us walking to the shops, and was one of the most horrible things I've ever seen. It was like my memories had glitched out. It's a great track. Let's listen to it.
Yeah.
yeah. Hey, here we stand. Slave to networks, master plans. Swag's the brand, open a can. Chains off still, yeah, I never ran. I brag, I boast, I kill, I coast. I toast to cake and crime. Doing the most, a stronger dose. A king at leisure time. So, so your grace of mine. Dope is lace, fantasticized. Gang signs poised to hang them high. Swindle, oh yeah, that's my guy. The forecast heat with chance to blast. Hustle though, sure don't seem fast. My kiss, my list, my jeans, my stats. And certain things need not be asked.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back again.
That was Shabazz Palaces with an echo from the hosts that profess infinitum or something like that.
And give us time for names like that.
Yeah, and they're playing next Thursday at the Brood Now, 6th of November.
Yeah. Loads of the music library are actually going down, so why don't you jump on our Facebook group and make yourself known? Yeah. Maybe you'll make some friends.
Have a look at the our calendar.
Our events calendar, yeah. Regularly updated events calendar.
From a range of different people.
Most, yeah. It should be me, but.
No, you're good.
Sometimes.
You're good. We're a collective, we'll say that.
We're a non hierarchical egalitarian society.
I kind of wanted to continue. We've been doing the themes quite. Most of it's been the harrowing stuff, and I wanted to move on to the ghost stories. This is a kind of Atlanta, well, not Atlanta because Denzel Curry is from Florida, but it's kind of like an Atlanta style hip-hop song, going through the account of a robbery, and it kind of goes in excruciating and quite dark detail of how that goes down. A track called Dark and Violent by Denzel Curry. Bit of a warning, this is a bit of a dark song. It's not too bad, but you might want to be prepared.
Fang life. Never heard no tales from the dark side. Never heard no tales from the dark side. Walk into the land, never heard no tales from the dark side. Yeah.
What it's about? It's about a young nigga running away from the moon to catch the sun quicker. Drug dealer, Nino with the steelo, trying to sell kilos and grams. Settle angry stomachs up in his fam. So if that silver spoon on your plate, if you touch that, that's your fate. Don't have faith like Evans, you gotta face demons to get to your heavens. The pimps is the prophets, not prophets for weapons. This is the lifestyle of a broke adolescent. So here's a lesson of a team that survived Rikers, but shortly his life had ended with a bullet that's made out of Midas.
You ain't never heard no tales from the dark side. You ain't never felt the pain of the dark side. You ain't felt the burning flames of the dark side. Trapped and steadily scheming,
sleeping but dreaming of pretty bitches and beamers. But when he awake, he sees his fate and his reality to do whatever it takes to elevate his fucking salary. Any niggas a casualty, kill him, rob him, then casually walk off into the darkness. It all started when he was welcomed into our fucked up world. The son of a fucked up girl, and his father was just a blur. His life it took a curve when he saw his brother dead on the curb. Due to retaliation of the gang relation, he was young, a kid, a baby, and yet to realize the pollution of the nation. Now we 18, life in jail is what he facing. Shit, murder was the case that they gave him. Shit, murder was the case when they raised him. Mind stuck in an all-black prison. You think he give a fuck about the system?
Nigga, we gotta get this money. We gotta get
okay.
Damn right,
nigga.
We got this money. I got the plans. I got everything set up. We just got going now.
You got the banger, man. As long as you got the hammer, man. We out.
You know what I'm saying? Go by the book. That's
yeah,
all
we
gotta
got it,
do.
Bro.
We gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you ready to do this shit or what?
Yeah. That's all we gotta do.
Out on the gang, rolling the dank as he cased out the bank. He was catching a shank and loading his stick, trying to measure his rank. Thugging was out, he was bought in the paint. Rest of security, no longer purity. Still turned it cold for the love of the gold. Bust in the air, everyone hit the flow. Not giving a fuck, looking off of the drove. Body the nigga riding in a drop, black top back, cruising them 24s. So I went crazy, my vision got hazy. I walked in the bank and I start to get bold. Clutching that pistol grip, the teller was moving too slow, so I pistol whip. The bitch, she was twitching, but status civilian and blasted the mag with no mask in the building.
Purr, the fingertips off, replace the dental, left the golden bullet magic in this coupe, no attempt. That's engraved, leaving corpses engraved. Glock 17, cutting phase. Barber, we dumped the security in the harbor. Then we switched the identity, chose the name Leroy Carter. The bank teller looking short and squeamish. Steve pistol up the bitch, she kept screaming. Shut up, ho, before a nigga nut up, ho. Steve said he couldn't take the shit, so he took her to the back. Then Steve grabbed the Mac, then he put it to her head, and then he raped the bitch. Bro, we gotta do a job or we might get toast. 13 shots rung out and then left two ghosts. Tales from the dark side, Jack moved. Riding, trials and tribulations of the dark and violent.
Thought out 8 minute last track.
Yeah.
If anyone's wondering, this is the live version of A Screw by Swans of Public Castration is a Good Idea. questionable album.
Can't disagree.
good old Mikey G.
Good old
Mikey G. What's coming up next? The Joe Show. One of
Joe
many,
Show.
Apparently. Not the only Joe Ooh. Show in the country.
Okay.
Shout out to
All right, see you guys. Bye.
Have a good week.